WKNR. Westerman.
Welcome to the December 6th edition of the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and on this week's program, the number one song that was almost never released, our podcast pick of the week, an MP freebie that you can legally download, an air check from a WKNR alum, and an interview with the late psychedelic great. All that and more on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
If you've visited Keener13.com lately, you've seen our link to the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And this one is at the top of the list.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone was also honored as the best record ever recorded by Britain's New Musical Express. Well, according to an op-ed piece in the December 3rd New York Times, it's a record that almost was never recorded. Sean Considine was the coordinator of new releases at Columbia Records in June of 1965 when the song was recorded. And he writes, the unstated reason was that they just didn't like raucous rock and roll. The sales and marketing people had made Columbia a winner by selling mainstream American music, pop, jazz, country, gospel, the best of Broadway, and Hollywood. But rock... no way. It was this thinking that had led the label to turn down Elvis Presley in 1955 and the first American album by the Beatles in 1963. But the big reason was the record's length. Clocking in at nearly 6 minutes, it was twice as long as anything Columbia had ever released. So the marketing people told Dylan to cut it in half. Dylan, who never got along well with the suits, said no, and the record was shelved. But Considine thought Like a Rolling Stone was a hit, and he took it to a nightclub one evening and convinced the DJ to play the song without telling him who the singer was. When the first few bars exploded out of the speakers, the effect was electric. He writes that people jumped to their feet and took to the floor, dancing the entire 6 minutes. Those who were seated stopped talking and began to listen. Who is it? A DJ yelled at one point, turning toward me. Bob Dylan, I shouted back. The name spread through the room, which only encouraged the skeptics to insist that it be played again straight through. Sometime past midnight, as the grooves on the temporary dub wore out, the needle began to skip. But not before the song had been heard by two important guests. One was a DJ at WABC, the leading top 40 radio station in Manhattan. The other was a music programmer at the equally powerful WMCA. Well, the next morning, both called Columbia Records and demanded to know where their copy of the new Bob Dylan record was. Staff meetings were hastily held, and on July 15th, a month after it was recorded, Like a Rolling Stone shipped to WKNR and radio stations across the country. It peaked at number 4 on Keener 6 weeks later. To read the complete text of Sean Considine's op-ed piece in the New York Times, visit www.nytimes.com.
Started in Inkster, Michigan, and we were all attending Inkster High School. And they were having a talent show, and all of us sang like in the school glee club or chorus and stuff, and so we decided we would join the talent show. Part of the prize was that a representative of Motown would be at the talent show, and he came out and listened to it, and of course all of us, you know, he selected different ones, and then we went down to the company.
That was Katherine Anderson remembering the early days of the Marvelettes. A Motown's first girl group is finally getting their due. A couple of weeks ago, the Marvelettes received a gold record from the Recording Industry Association of America for their 1961 smash, Please Mr. Postman. The Marvelettes charted 6 times on Keener, but until now, the groundbreaking Motown R&B act had 0 gold records. Why? Well, Motown founder Berry Gordy never reported sales to the RIAA, which accredits and issues gold records. So 43 years after Please Mr. Postman was number one on WKNR, the Marvelettes received their award at a ceremony at Inkster High, where the girls went to high school. Katherine Anderson Schaffner, Wanda Young Rogers, and Juanita Cowart were on hand along with Georgia Dobbins. The Marvelette, who co-wrote Postman but left the group prior to their Motown career.
Okay,
60 seconds live.
Stand by. 4, 5, and 6.
Don't forget to put your earphones on.
Here's the microphone.
Is this thing on?
30 seconds.
Everybody hear me? Hello? Check. That better?
Come on now, folks. Break it up and settle down.
10 seconds.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
Stand by, everybody. We're on in 5.
And QID.
Spanning the globe via the internet. This is the Radio Brothers Podcast. That's the opening of another podcast we listen to regularly. The Radio Brothers are two guys with broadcasting backgrounds who podcast their pontifications on the world in between some great indie music. The Radio Brothers Podcast, another one worth adding to your iPod or feed list. Here's the link, www.radiobrothers.com. Of all the legendary WKNR DJs, few hold the distinctions of our friend Pat St. John. Not only was Pat one of the youngest men to crack a mic at 15001 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, but he also happens to be one of the busiest, working on terrestrial radio in New York City and hosting not one but three different air shifts on Sirius Satellite Radio. In fact, you'll hear Pat again on December 31st as the announcer for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC. Pat also happens to be one of the nicest guys around and a huge fan of Keener13.com. He was one of our alumni DJs when Keener was reborn for the 2003 Woodward Dream Cruise. And one of his special guests was Richard Tepp, lead singer of Richard and the Young Lions. It turned out to be one of Richard's final public appearances. We'll hear that historic conversation in a moment. But first, let's listen to some vintage Pat St. John on Keener from December of 1971.
Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band from the LP Going For Myself. That's a tune called Taurus on WKNR, where it's 2:40 with Pat St. John. And rock and roll music continues as we take it back a long, long time. The original Whole Lotta Shakin'. This is Jerry Lee Lewis.
I'm all over, baby. Whole lotta shakin'.
A lot of shaking going on. That's Jerry Lee Lewis. Keener going rock and roll. This is Pat St. John. It's 2:43 in Detroit. Rock and roll continues from WKNR with Jumpin' Jack Flash and Young Blood, Leon from the concert for Bangladesh.
I was born.
You're listening to another WKNR All Request Weekend with Keener's Pat St. John.
WKNR.
Now, with more music, Pat St. John.
You tell lightning and I can see.
You got a friend.
Can I be your friend? This is Pat St. John along with James Taylor for the LP Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon on WKNR with Carol Kingston. Good afternoon. It's 3:51 on WKNR 13.
That's the California sound of West Coast music power.
On a little summertime easy living with a new Chevy from Gene Marola Chevrolet. Credit located minutes at Gene Marola Chevrolet on Ford Road just west of Merriman and Garden City.
WKNR.
Gonna put it in the wanted, the honeycomb.
Want it.
The Strawberry Company, Detroit, Michigan.
WKNR. Motor City Memory.
Here's the tune you haven't heard in quite a while. Wilmer Alexander Jr. and the Dukes.
That's Pat St. John on Keener from December of 1971. That was the year that Lee Sherwood and Bob Green reinvented WKNR with the Motor City Music moniker. And those are the superb Pam's Clyde jingles that Jonathan Wolfert helped produce especially for WKNR. They went on to become one of the most popular syndicated jingle packages of the year, heard on radio stations around the world. Now we're up to Pat's interview with Richard Tepp, lead singer of the seminal psychedelic band Richard and the Young Lions. We lost Richard to leukemia on June 17th of this year, and Pat's conversation, which he recorded for our Woodward Dream Cruise broadcast, was one of Richard's last radio appearances. You'll hear Pat and Richard talk about a video documentary that traced the history of Richard and the Young Lions. I'll have information on how you can order the DVD of the program after we turn back the clock to August of 2003.
It's Keener 13, Woodward Dream Cruise in progress. This is Pat St. John, and I just opened up the door, and look at who is here.
Hey, is that Pat St. John?
It is, and is this Richard Tepp?
It is, and it's great to be here on Woodward Avenue once again.
Well, let me tell you something. Now, the name Richard Tepp may not ring a bell because half the name is a household word in the Motor City, and that would be Richard, and it's Richard of Richard and the Young Lions.
That's right, and it's great to be here, Pat. It's great to see you again.
Well, you are in the process now of recording a new album, man.
That's right. We took a 33-year break just to polish up on our licks, and we've been working for the last 2 years along with Steven Van Zandt and putting together a new album.
Now, you had one of the biggest records of 1966 open up your door, one of the greatest rock and garage band songs of all time. It's on the Nuggets box, man.
Yeah.
I still have my original 45. We're going to play it in a second here. But I wanted to ask you about it. Now, you mentioned Little Steven. Now, he's producing the new album, which is nearing completion.
Right.
Now, tell me, is it sometimes that it's Little Steven of the E Street Band that's producing this, or is it ever Silvio? I mean, does a little bit of both come out of, you know, from The Sopranos?
When Silvio comes out, we just don't make any problems. You know, we just do what he says. Sometimes you have to have a sit down.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah,
because the look
right.
Because the look on his face, you know, that can make you do well. Wait a minute. Okay, what are you saying?
I saw just as at the Meadowlands the other night. I saw Springsteen play. We were backstage, and Vinny Pastore plays Pussy was back there.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "What happened?" He said, "Stephen had me whacked."
Well, listen, let's talk about something for a minute because we were just talking during that last song there, and you were telling me about the greatest gig, the greatest concert that you ever had, that you ever can remember.
Without doubt, the greatest concert that Richard and Young Lions ever played was the 19, I guess it was 67, either 66 or 67, one of those years, I forget. Al Sack show, sponsored by Keener.
Yep.
And there were 19 bands playing, including Bobby Seger, The Temptations, Irrationals, The Vogues, Question Mark and Mysterians, I don't know, I've forgotten most of Del Shannon, Mitch Ryder was there, and we went on next to last, and it was such a thrill for us. It was 17,000 screaming kids. It was for charity, and it was to this day, it was the greatest day of our lives. And we can't wait to come back to Detroit 35 years later and do it again.
Well, when the album comes out, then you're going to go on tour. You're gonna set it up. I mean, it's like, and how did this come together? I mean, it's like to put the band together. In fact, name everybody, because you got Twig, Mr. Twig the drummer.
Twig is on drums, Mark Greenberg. He's crazy as ever. Louis V on lead guitar. Freddie Randall on bass. Eric Racken on everything else. Larry Smith and Rick Robinson and Shelly. We got all sorts of keyboard players. We don't even know who's going to be on the road with us. But all the original members except for one who had a previous commitment.
Wow. That's an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm telling you, Richard and the Young Lions, I mean, that record was in the top five for weeks and weeks and weeks here on Keener. And it's one of those records that you just can never get tired of hearing.
It's a great record. I wish I wrote it.
Well, you've written a lot of stuff for the new album, right?
Yeah, we've all written a lot of new stuff, and we're really excited. We've been working on this album for almost 2 years now. It's hard to get everybody together all the time, so it's time-consuming, but we're the end is in sight, and when we release the album, hopefully everybody will like it as much as we do.
Well, the magic is still there with Richard and the Young Lions, and I think it's great to have you here, Richard, to stop by on this Woodward Dream Cruise Day. This is really cool, man.
It's the coolest. I wouldn't miss it.
Richard Tepp, lead singer and the inspiration for Richard and the Young Lions, who went top five on Keener in August of 1966 with their one-hit wonder, Open Up Your Door. Richard Tepp passed away on June 17th, but his spirit lives on video. You can order a DVD copy of Out of Our Dens, the video history of the band, at www.richardandtheyounglions.com. And don't forget to listen for Pat St. John on Sirius Satellite Radio and on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
You're listening to Keener13.com, just the way you remember it.
WKNR, Keener 13.
If there's a sign that podcasting is coming into the mainstream, it must be when ASCAP and BMI start issuing podcast licenses. And that's what we're working on right now. We expect to be fully ASCAP, BMI, and RIAA legal beginning January 1st, 2005. And on that New Year's Day, we'll present a special Keener Countdown program to celebrate. In the meantime, we'll feature RIAA free music available on sites like Fingertips.com, BetterPropaganda.com, and GarageBand.com. And this interesting MP3 from Los Angeles artist Allegra.
You've got to trust, you've got to love, you've got to see. I haven't stopped, haven't given up, haven't abandoned exactly who I used to be, who I used to be.
Her name is Allegra Barley, and a tune called Why. Download your free copy at GarageBand.com or visit her website at AllegraSings.com.
If you're old enough to remember the experience, live it again here at Keener13.com. If you're too young to have had the experience, take a look. Mainly, take a listen. This is the way radio entertained.
The perfect combination, you the music and
WKNR.
And that's this week's Keener13.com podcast. Thanks to Pat St. John for the interview with Richard Tepp. And happy birthday to WKNR's Bob Green, who provided the production artistry for our podcast bumpers. Here's this week's link list. Bob Green's website is bobgreenproductions.com. Pat St. John can be found on the web at patstjohn.com. The Sirius satellite radio site is Sirius, Sirius.com. Our podcast pick of the week was RadioBrothers.com, and you can find our MP freebie at AllegraSings.com. The Marvelettes soundbite was provided courtesy of Motown Records, and you can hear more on the History of Motown CD, available right now at Amazon.com. Send your feedback, comments, complaints, and loose change to curator at keener13.com. That's K-E-E-N-E-R-1-3. We love to hear from you. And that's how the world looks this week through the rose-colored glasses we wear every time we think of our favorite Detroit 60s radio station. You can find everything Keener right now on the web at www.keener13.com, including the Keener weblog, where we blather about whatever happens to be on our mind. Grab the XML file off of our site and plug it into your favorite podcast aggregator, and you'll never miss a show. Thanks to Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions for allowing us to use the original Pam's Keener jingles, and to Ken R. at KenR.com for preserving radio jingles for collectors around the world. We leave you with Richard and the Young Lions and hope you'll open up our door again next week. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.